Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
We are recording.
Can I just say something?
Mm-hmm.
Someone somewhere should give you a voiceover contract and your son. I think you should come as like a father-son duo.
Yeah.
And that if they want...
Head to B&Q.
I don't want to like offend you here.
But
if they want a young, deep voice...
They've got Joel.
They've got Joel. And if they want a more gravelly, characterful... What I mean by that is old.
Yeah.
Voice, they can go with you.
Yeah. Crunchy nut cornflakes.
No, but you have to do that. Give it the...
Crunchy nut cornflakes.
Yeah, that's
have
it.
Have you forgotten how good they taste?
Have you forgotten how good they taste? If they can't get Sean Bean, they could get you.
He's from Sheffield, Sean Bean, so just cut it out now. Lancashire best.
If they can't get Vernon Kay...
He's from Bolton. You know...
Is that...
There's a big discrepancy about Preston and Bolton. There's too many famous people from Bolton.
But is the accent not similar?
It's very similar, yes. Okay, what's irritating about it? I don't understand why all the celebrities seem to have come from Bolton, but none from Preston.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Tess Davey, Vernon Kay, Paddy McGuinness.
There must be something in the water of Bolton.
Yeah. They're more conniving, I think. The more manipulative and coercive.
Watch it.
Yeah, there's people from Bolton listening. It was a little joke, that. Peter Kay did a brilliant joke this week, I thought, where he said something about he's Bolton's best comedian. It was such a good joke.
You really loved that one, didn't you?
I do, because it's very sophisticated, subtle joke that when you tell it to people, they go, I don't get it.
But that's Peter Kay.
Yeah, yeah.
In a nutshell.
But it's like... He's arguably the best comedian in the country, but he thinks he's just one of Bolton's best, you know.
I mean, he's amazing because he's literally sold out every single gig that he did in seconds.
So I was his hairdresser for a while, so I know him. I've got his phone number. Do you want to see it? I'm saying this because I want to
check. It'd be very funny if you and I had different numbers.
Oh, in fact, I've got the actual number for Peter Kay and he gave you a false one. Okay, there. Have you got his number? Oosh! Same number. I cut his hair when we both had kids on the same month or something like that, and he gave me a little teddy bear to give to Sonny.
Oh, did he?
And Sonny still has it and sleeps with it.
Oh, really?
Still, he's 8. He'll be 19 next birthday.
He's like an extraordinarily nice man.
He's really nice, Peter Kay, yeah. Do you know Pip went to see him the other night? He had tickets in Manchester. He's been. I saw it on his Instagram, so I'll have to ask Pip what
God.
It was like. Yeah.
We've got to go.
Yeah, he's very good. My favourite joke is when he rings the takeaway. He says, do you deliver? And he says, no, we do chicken, beef or fish. It's a bloody good joke.
Get tickets if you can, but I think we're talking Ticketmaster via Go.
No, I'm going to call him and say, remember me? Remember?
I don't think we can, Preston?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. So I'll give you a haircut. Give you a short back and sides at the O2. Get us a couple of seats. Come on, lad. Come on. Remember me.
Do you think we can?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm nothing to
lose. Are you going to sort of start with a text?
I'm going to say, hey, I'm Davina McCall's boyfriend.
I think that's going to have less impact than if you just said, it's me, I used to cut your hair.
Okay, I'm going to say, hey, it's me, Michael Douglas, the real one.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that makes me so uncomfortable.
Is it?
Yeah.
Leveraging.
I hate it.
I know. But I am going to say, look, I love you. You know I've always loved you. And we were friends back in the day. And I'd love to get a ticket. I'm happy to pay. But can you get me two? And if not, just one.
Can you get me a... What?
I'll give it to you. Ooh, see what I did there? Pulled it back. Still got it. I like Peter Kay a lot. Yeah, I mean, I like very sophisticated comedy and I like very deeply offensive comedy, and he's neither of those things, really. He's very just brilliant all-rounder, fantastic performer. I just think he's knockout.
And just a lovely guy.
Yeah.
No, and I love the fact that he does nothing for ages and then comes back and sells out the O2 every Saturday for a whole year, you know, once a month or whatever, for a whole year.
It's a very reassuring thing as well, that is, because you think, oh, if I'm off work on maternity leave or something, when I come back, my career's probably going to be gone. Or so it's a representation of what's possible for anybody, not just a comedian like Peter Kay, but if you leave your job for a bit or go on a sabbatical... You know, if you're good at your job and everything, you know...
It's, I mean, like, he's next level good.
Yeah, but you can take value with you and bring it back, you know. And I think that's what's so nice about seeing somebody do that.
Yes.
I've done Dawn French's hair tonight for the one show, and she's about to start touring. Tickets have just gone on sale yesterday.
Twat.
For, I think it's called I'm a Complete Twat or something like that.
I think it's just called Twat.
Dawn French is a twat is what it is. And very cleverly, I think she's worded it. When she's on TV flogging it, it's I'm a twit with an A.
Oh, that's quite clever, so clever.
She can't get away with it. And even some of the theatres that she's booked won't put the poster up because it's got the word twat on it, which is quite funny, isn't it? But she is really funny. So the tickets have just gone on sale. Let me just find out the website. But we are going to go to Tunbridge Wells. I think it's the 14th of October next year. I'd highly recommend this because she is really good and a brilliant storyteller.
And I have heard, because some people have seen it already.
Yes, she tried it out for a bit. I have heard
it is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really funny. Dawn at her very, very best. So it's well worth getting tickets. If, like me, you are a massive, massive fan, it's a do not miss opportunity.
I think so, yeah. And
you've got to go see her.
I've heard some of the stories as well that she's told us, and they're just absolutely
Was she trying out material on you?
Well, as I do her hair, you know, she'll talk us through a story and she'll say, oh, I do this one, and then she tells it. But last tonight on the one show, they wanted her to do a bit. She said, no, I'm not doing any of it. Like, it'll ruin it for people, you know, like, I'm not going to do that. Which is absolutely right. I see that with stand-up comedians. They do a bit of their act on a chat show.
And then you think, oh, I've seen
it. And then, you just can't laugh at a joke twice. No. You know? So it's a very... So I love the fact that she's quite strict about that kind of stuff. She wants to keep it all for the show so the punters get a full whack. It's called Dawn French is a Huge Twat.
Oh, God.
But she's brilliant. And so if you want to get tickets for that, it's dawnfrenchtour.com. And I think it starts next September. But yeah, she said she did a small run of it to see if it worked.
Well, I heard amazing things about it.
Yeah.
I want to talk about two things, but I'll only talk about one, and then you can talk about something, and then I'll talk about the next one. That are to do with mental health, because I feel like Christmas time is a time when all of us slightly struggle sometimes with something. Either that we struggle a lot with Christmas time. I know lots of people who are trying to get clean from drugs and alcohol. Christmas is a terrible time for them, especially if you're new around or you're trying to get so clean and sober. It's very, very difficult. I know lots of people who have massive issues with families and coming together with families, and then there's somebody that's estranged. One in five families have got estranged members of that family. So the first thing I want to talk about is a website that my great friend Kevin Carhill, who was the guy that started up Comic Relief with Richard Curtis and Lenny Henry. And he was the CEO of Comic Relief for years and years. I mean, I don't even know how long, but more than 20 years. He is extraordinary. Anyway, he sent me a website the other day and he said, look, can you help kind of amplify these guys? So I had a look at the site, but actually I didn't go deep enough in it. And I quickly posted something on stories because I was super busy, and I've just had another look at it. It is brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really, really good. Now, they have got an Instagram account and it's at Jack, J-A-A-Q. Mm-hmm. So the website's called jaaq.org, jack.org. Their Instagram account's Jack Official.
And why is it spelled like that? Is it an acronym for something?
I don't know. Okay. I will have to look into that a little bit more. So what you can do is you can register and log in. I'm not sure what kind of help registering and logging in would get you, but I would imagine it will get you more resources than there are on the website already. It's brand new. And it works with charity partners and it works with sponsors. And it's collating loads of different resources from loads of different therapists and people who are experts in their field. Mm-hmm. So that if you're desperate and you need some psychological help, because let's face it, going to see a counsellor or going to see a psychotherapist is extremely expensive.
Yes.
And sometimes you need more than the soundbite that you get on Instagram.
Yeah.
So they have various different headings. We've got conditions, lifestyle, well-being, learning differences, which is really interesting, LGBTQ+, physical health, inclusivity, sports, media, and then they tell you about their charity partners and their partnerships, and then it tells you a bit about Jack itself. So in conditions, for example, and this is so useful at Christmas, they've got a bit on addiction, anxiety, body dysmorphic disorder, burnout. I mean, my God, Christmas time is such a time for burnout for everybody. Everybody's working super hard, trying to kind of sort out the best Christmas ever so everybody could be the happiest ever. You haven't got your presents. You know, it's like so much bloody pressure. OCD, depression, psychosis, stress, suicide prevention. I would imagine it's a big time for people to feel extremely isolated and lonely. And if you click on any of them, you have experts in their field talking about their specific expertise. So also lifestyle, financial well-being. Obviously, finances are a key to well-being because if you get into debt, it can be extraordinarily frightening and stressful. And lonely, you know, often, especially, I think, for men.
Well, there's a lot of shame around it.
There's a lot of shame around it.
And there's a lot of secrecy around it and all sorts of lies. And then you get yourself in a right old mess,
So we talk about also nutrition, relationships, resilience, sleep. I mean, sleep's a huge one as well for mental health. You know, if you're not sleeping... I've been reading that book, Why We Sleep, by Matthew Walker. I've recommended it before. But the interesting thing that he was saying, because you've been having trouble sleeping, and I know it's because you're super busy and you've got a lot on your plate, that he said that the absolute number one thing for curing insomnia is for you to wake up and go to sleep at the same time every day.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't fall asleep, you go to bed at the same time every day, which so few of us actually do. And then you set your alarm. I mean, mine is set for 7:30. And that is the time that I like to wake up. So that was a really interesting one. And sobriety, which obviously at Christmas, again, is quite an issue. Well-being, about all the things that can help you sound better. I mean, feel better. I just said sound because there's sound healing, yoga, mindfulness, health and fitness.
What's the website again?
It's called Jack, J-A-A-Q.
Jaaq.org.
And then learning differences, which is really good. There's ADHD, autism, and dyslexia. So that's really helpful because my daughter's got dyslexia, and I think it is helpful to be able to read about other people or to learn strategies and stuff as an adult.
I think I've got dyslexia.
I think you have as
I've never been diagnosed, but I got to the station today, and you know, like you do the Ringo app and then you put in the number.
Yeah.
I read the number,
24514
or something like that. And it wasn't that. I kept looking, saying, "What? I've just read it. And I got three digits back to front. And I thought, shit, like, that's really bad. It feels like it's getting worse.
It's not, well, I think also fatigue. With any kind of disorder or anything that you struggle with is always going to be exacerbated. My brain fog from menopause.
Yeah.
You know, if I have two nights with hardly any sleep, I'm absolutely buggered. But I slept quite well last night. And I'm firing on all cylinders today. You might not think it, but I am. There's also ones about sexuality, gender and sexuality, transgender, physical health, fertility, gut health, hair loss, IBD.
Ooh, irritable bowel.
Yeah. Men's health,
D?
Menopause.
IBD? Irritable bowel.
Irritable bowel.
Dindrome.
Not sure.
No, me neither.
Anyway, I'm going to quickly talk to you about Jack because Kevin Cahill is the CBE of Jack. And he talks about it at the bottom of the page. So if you want to find out a little bit more about it, but it's a really clever, well thought out, extremely clear. I think often websites overconfuse and overcomplicate. This is a very modern looking, very easy to read, very easy to access if you're struggling and you are a bit overwhelmed, you don't want to be looking at like way too much stuff and be overwhelmed with all the choices. Good.
I'm just looking at it
and
now.
And I really, really, really cannot recommend it high enough. And they will be adding resources all the time to it. And you can search a word, you know, if you're worried about something, you can search a word and it will take you to the chat. And basically what happens when you click on something, it clicks onto an expert sitting in a chair, talking to camera, explaining things that you can do, ways that you can feel better. And
there's one on hair loss here that looks really interesting, because obviously they get a huge amount of questions about hair loss, women's hair loss, but lots of men's hair loss. But I get lots of wives asking for advice about their husbands, which is quite interesting,
and
isn't
it? I also think that they can see that their husbands are
struggling about the whole thing. It looks really, really good, this. I'm gonna register for this so I can have a little look at some of it as well. It's just great having access to information.
I was just going
to
say, I think we should all register for it, because, you know, all of us will be able to get something from it. I mean, you know, for me, there's a bit on menopause and gut health. I'd really like to learn about gut health. I mean, I think you can always learn more about gender and sexuality and transgender and kind of learn a bit more about that. There's even if you just want to help friends of yours or people that you know. You can never know enough.
I've read quite an interesting thing about, you know, the trans subject this week, about how they've made a distinction. I don't know who they are, but you understand what I mean, between sex and gender. So, you know, you say, what is your gender? You'd say male or female. But I think now it seems to be more clear that your sex is male or female and your gender is what you choose it to be. And that I found very helpful, actually, because I've always, sex and gender for me are always the same thing, you know, because when you're filling forms, that's what it is, your gender, you're male or female. But they're essentially saying that your biological sex is what, you know, what's determined at birth by a set of biological markers. But your gender is something that is arguably up to you to say, well, I am this or I am that or I'm neither.
It's been quite helpful having Sonny to talk to, right?
Yes.
He has so many friends who are transgender. It's quite nice to...
And we discuss and debate that quite a lot. And every time at the end of the discussion, I always feel like I've learned...
You've learned something, yeah.
Something that I could definitely use or that's hugely helpful, I think.
You can teach me.
Yeah, exactly. But I thought that was really, really interesting, that you can make a distinction between those two things. And I found that to be superbly, super helpful. That's a really good one, that's one of my favourites you've done for a while, that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all right. So I've got one that you know about, but you don't know I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a couple of friends that we've got to know recently who very kindly took us to see Calvin Harris in Ibiza. This is Johnny and Coco.
Yeah.
So I met this guy, Johnny, in a bar probably about 8 months ago. I was on the Razzle Dazzle with Andy, and Jessica came along, this friend of ours, and brought her business partner,
Jessica.
This guy called Johnny. He came in wearing a hat, and I'm always a bit wary of men in hats, like a big hat with a brim on it, you know.
It says the man wearing a hat.
Yeah, yeah, but this is a cap, like, you know.
That's still a hat.
He looked like Adam and the Ants when he turned up, I thought. Okay,
he's extremely stylish, Johnny.
He's very stylish, yeah.
Isn't
which
he?
Made me feel a bit uncomfortable, because I like to be the stylish one. And all of a sudden, bang, someone was in the room who was taller than me, arguably more handsome, you know, with a big hat on and fancy clothes.
There I draw the line.
And I was like, God, oh God, I've got some competition here, I'm in trouble. And then he was like, oh, you Davina McCall's boyfriend.
I
laughed and I went, oh yeah, you can't believe how that's worked out, can you? You know, looking at my face, you think, how's he ended up with her? So we were rolling about laughing. And he said, yeah, well, I wasn't thinking that, you know. So anyway, we got on really well. And anyway, his girlfriend turned up about an hour later. And you've seen Coco, right? I mean, she's gorgeous. She's French.
God.
She's got this hair that you just wouldn't believe.
She's unbelievable.
Beautiful face. I mean, she's about 27 years old. Johnny's about 40, you know. Anyway, she turned up and I said, is that your girlfriend? He said, yes. I said, never mind me. How have you ended up with her? You know, and we were rolling about laughing anyway. Anyway, we've all become quite good friends and all that jazz. But it turns out that Coco, his girlfriend, has this fantastic business, and it's called Circle. And it's spelled C-E-R-C-L-E, Circle.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Cercle.
Oh, so is it French?
Yep.
So... And is it to do with Circle?
I don't know.
Because it's the life cycle of clothes, I thought, the circle of clothes.
Oh, that's
you know,
nice.
That's what I thought. So you can go and follow her on Instagram. So it's C-E-R-C-L-E. How do you pronounce it?
Well, circle. But, oh,
but
you
I
can
to hear
say
you sexy, circle. Sexy. Yeah, that's it. That's what I wanted. And then the website is circle.uk. So circle.uk. So it is. Now, I used to watch this show called Parks and Recreation, which I absolutely loved. And Tommy Haverford, which was one of the characters in there, he created a company called Rent-A-Swag, where he had loads of great clothes and he decided to rent them to kids to go to parties and stuff like that because he was very small. And I just thought it was a funny idea. But Coco has actually done this idea. This is a real thing where you can rent really high-end, super nice, vintage or just really cool clothes or handbags or all that stuff.
You know Jessica the other night?
Yes.
When she came out in the gold outfit?
Yes.
That was from Circle.
Was it?
Circle.
Yes. And did you know Linda's outfit was as well?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, that was
as
well.
Oh, wow, that was amazing as
well. Wasn't it just, right? So if you're listening to this, go to the website and just log it or something like that and then go and have a little look at it. So I've pulled it up here. So it says shared stories, shared style, and then there's all sorts of bits and pieces and it says how it works. If you click on how it works, it says it's simple. Browse our curated wardrobe of luxury finds and select the pieces that speak to you. Choose your start date and how long you want to have them. And you receive your pristine parcels within 1 to 2 days. And you can enjoy wearing the style. And don't forget to tag us if you're going to put things on Instagram, as we'd love to see how you look. And then you can return them in the prepaid DPD returns label. So go to the website and have a little look. And then you can basically just have a look at what's in. I mean, there's loads of stuff in
so
there.
So much stuff.
I mean, she told me about it one night and I thought, oh, yeah, that
and
sounds
Coco's,
good.
And Coco's modelling. A lot in a lot of the pictures. She looks
okay,
so
yes.
good, doesn't she?
So you can do things like the occasion. So if you're going to a wedding or you're going to a red carpet thing or you're going to it says beach day night, a gala, mountain day night, all events, wedding night out, work. And then you've got designers to choose from and then the rental period's a minimum of 3 days. But just going through everything, God, there's some really, really nice stuff in here. Of all
and also
great-
I think it's a real opportunity to go out of your comfort zone. Mm. And also sometimes some of the most outlandish and yes. outrageous clothes are ones that you would never normally be able to afford in
yes.
a shop.
So
but you get to, you know, wear it for one night and then give it back, which is great.
There's a Zimmerman, a Zimmerman dress here. So the dress is £1,120.
Yeah. Yep.
So you can rent this from £94.
Isn't that great?
It's amazing, isn't it? And like you say, you would never really be able to get access to that dress
yeah.
at that kind of money.
Yeah.
But then there's loads of other things that are much cheaper. £450 dress at £43. But there's some really great stuff on here. So,
oh, God, I'm going to have a look.
Yeah, absolutely have a look. It's really good. So there's a whole list of designers in there from Alexander McQueen.
Yeah, so you can choose your designer that you want to have a look at. And you can cross-reference everything.
Yeah.
And sizes, and do they do shoes?
They do shoes, yes, I know, this is the thing. I was just having a little look, so let's have a little look. So you can put in your size, and then they've got Givenchy, Dolce & Gabbana, Karl Lagerfeld, yeah, oh, Ted Baker, Louis Vuitton, yeah, there's just loads of
I love the way
stuff,
you slide in Ted Baker in between Karl
yes,
Lagerfeld
I know. Well,
and Louis
I was just
Vuitton.
Thinking, ooh, Ted Baker in there as well, but... yeah, Louis Vuitton, there's an £1,100 pair of
oh
shoes there
God.
You can rent from £96. So I think it's just a really great idea. When she told me about it, I thought, oh, yes, it's Rent-A-Swag from, from Parks and Rec. But it's not really. I mean, it's a much more sophisticated, better business.
And I like the idea that you don't necessarily have to go back to the place. You can just send it back.
Yes. I mean, the business is based in London, but I guess they just ship stuff out and it's
yeah.
1 or 2 days delivery.
Yeah.
You ship it straight back. But if you've got somewhere nice to go to, it's an absolutely brilliant way of getting something really high end. So, Circle?
Yeah, Circle. C-E-R-C-L-E.
.uk. And go and have a little look on that. And it's really, really good. I was super impressed with it. Good work, Coco.
Well done, Coco.
Yes.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now, on the same kind of vein, mm-hmm. in the same kind of vein as my Jack recommendation, I'm re-recommending My Horrid Parent. MyHorridParent.com is a website. My Horrid Parents also on Instagram. But again, Instagram is a great place to go and sample My Horrid Parents mm-hmm. kind of ethos and how they can help you. But really, if you want to get the full benefit of My Horrid Parent, you need to go onto the website. Now, in the blog section, there are fantastic blogs which are just full of unbelievable mm-hmm. advice from a child psychotherapist who has got years, decades and decades of mm-hmm. training and what she doesn't know about helping kids and young adults and indeed adults who yeah. are still struggling with their parents. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know about you, but I mean, I had a difficult mother, right? So when I was with my mother, it didn't matter how old I was. In my 40s, my mother used to make me feel 8 years old.
Yeah, okay.
Like
yeah.
she just used to take me back to an, I felt like a little child. So anyway, some of these, I'm just going to read some of the headings. There's some really interesting ones from last a Christmas a couple of years ago. So it's like to go or not to go. Mm-hmm. Presents this Christmas. I mean, presents is really hard. Mm. How do you give a difficult parent a present? Like, what do you get them? Mm. And how do you deal with a kind of, you know, slight disappointment that you get when you give them the present? Mm. Christmas only lasts a day. There's a blog on how to get through it. Welcome to 2021. There's a blog about how to kind of handle the new year. How to be a better parent. There's also a blog on, you know, if you're as a parent, maybe you've had a horrid parent
yeah.
and you want to try and break that kind of mold. Are you a returning adult child? That's what I was just talking about. You know, I mean, this one's a good one. New baby and intrusive mother-in-law. I mean, that's such an interesting one, isn't it? Post-COVID-19 with a horrid mother. Intrusive mothers, coronavirus and Mother's Day. How will you manage Mother's Day? My horrid mother never let me have a birthday party. My daughter doesn't want her horrid grandfather at her wedding. I mean, it's all this stuff that is really... We don't talk about it because it is, when I used to talk about the problems that I used to have with my birth mother, because I've got yeah. an amazing stepmom, people used to get very upset that I was struggling. Mm-hmm. They'd be kind of, you've got to make up with your mum. Like, it's an important relationship. It's like, you're not kidding me. It's not like I haven't tried to build bridges all my life.
Yeah.
And it is topics. It's a topic that people find shocking, mm-hmm. terrible, and people that get on with their parents can't quite believe it, you know, and they don't know what to say or how to behave. So it's really comforting to find a website that's just full of really helpful articles. So yeah. if anybody out there is struggling mm-hmm. With a parent, or they really important, they know someone who struggles with a parent, please, mm-hmm. please signpost them to this website, because Christmas is incredibly hard and she's got lots of blogs on her website that are talking about Christmas Day, New Year, and all the difficulties that come around that.
Very good. It's a really bloody brilliant website, that, isn't it? I'm always really impressed when I go on and have a read of it. We went to Paris this week.
God, it was good.
Last week. Yeah.
So good.
If anybody watched my week of reels.
Oh, my God. Can we just talk about those?
It was quite good fun, really, wasn't it?
You did a week of reels where you made a reel every day because you wanted to get better at making them.
Yes.
I am so in love with your reels. Well, yes. Firstly, because it's a memory of our days that we spent together.
Yes, well, I was going to say this, actually, about the reels. It's actually like creating a little diary of what you've done. So it's be quite nice to look back on that in a year's time or something. And go, remember when we did this, remember when we did that. So it's a nice way of documenting things.
I think
things.
You should do a reel a week at least.
Yes, I very nearly did another one today, you know, but I thought I'd give myself a break. But I found myself doing some nice, interesting things, and I walked through Trafalgar Square today, and there was a Christmas market on, and then, you know, I walked up Poland Street onto Oxford Circus to go to the One Show, and then I was in the BBC building and all that, and I was thinking,
you were doing French. I was doing French. Know, that's and amazing.
Then, yeah. And then I thought, oh, I wish I'd made a reel today, because it's been really interesting, and I, you know, it's nice to share what you're up
and
to.
Also, and also, I think that people don't ever really appreciate how busy you are.
Yeah,
I mean, like your reel would show that you've come back from work, eaten food, and then now we're podcasting, and we're podcasting till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's half. It's 10:30.
You know, so we're still working.
And I built a piece of furniture.
And you built a piece of furniture.
But yes. Yeah, so I might work one tomorrow. We're working together tomorrow, so we'll probably make something tomorrow, which would be a bit of fun. But the interesting thing is, we went to Paris in. As guests of Garnier, and we sat through this kind of big panel discussion with.
God, it was so interesting.
Yeah, it really was with the cruelty, the CEO of Cruelty Free.
Yeah, she's
so that's
amazing.
The leaping bunny lady, and also the CEO of Plastics for Change. Is that what it was called?
Yeah,
and it was a debate about, I guess, climate change and how to be more sustainable and how to make products that are more environmentally friendly and more caring to animals and all of that kind of stuff. But I was amazed to find. I didn't know this, that Garnier has the leaping bunny on all of its products.
All of its products. And it's relatively new, that.
Yes.
So it's been in the last year, and it's me and Holly made a big announcement about it, but it's they spent 2 years with Cruelty Free going through 3,000 products back to exactly where they come from. Yeah. How they're made. It's very, very exhausting for Cruelty Free, even.
Well, so we spoke to the CEO of Cruelty Free about just the process of its life, of how difficult it is to get a leaping bunny. And I just assumed it would be relatively straightforward. You just have to show that your products aren't tested on animals. But I mean, every single thing about it goes into it. So even the transportation of the ingredients that come from a factory that's absolutely nothing to do with you has to be checked. I mean, so much detail went into checking individual products, individual ingredients. I was absolutely blown away by it, and I can't believe how difficult it is to get the leaping bunny on your product.
And I think that's why it's such a big thing when it is on there.
But
it's important to make it something.
Well, that's why I want to talk about it, because I get a bit of flack on Instagram for, you know, talking about products that don't have the leaping bunny. I know you get a bit of flack about people with hair dye.
And also sometimes that people think that Garnier's not cruelty-free.
Yes.
And it's quite nice being able to say, actually.
So I try and learn as much as I possibly can about the products I work with. And not all of the products I work with have the leaping bunny. But I do a lot of due diligence with the company to find out precisely why they don't have it. And, you know, and I guess, what are the stumbling blocks to getting it? Do they test their products on animals? I wouldn't work with a brand that actively tested their products on animals. But it is immensely difficult for a huge organisation that potentially may or may not sell in China to get the leaping bunny.
Yes.
And it may well be that they do not at all and have no inclination into testing on animals whatsoever. But the process of acquiring the leaping bunny stamp is so lengthy that it might not be a business decision they want to make. But I just want to reassure people that I certainly wouldn't actively want to work ever with a brand that tested on animals.
I think what I really liked about what they were saying on this panel was that, and I don't want this to sound like an advert for Garnier, because
in
the interest of transparency, we are ambassadors for Garnier, but we're mostly talking about this panel discussion because, in, you know, what I liked about it was they were saying, look, we're not perfect yet, but we are really trying to walk towards being better at it.
Yeah.
At being better at being more sustainable. And we're just going to keep walking forwards. And I really like that concept of, you know, we're not perfect and we're not pretending to be perfect, but we're trying to be better all the time. Mm.
She was called Michelle Few, the chief executive of Cruelty
also
Free
watch,
International.
Watch on my Instagram account, because I'm going to do a live with her, actually,
to
talk about
I'd love to watch that.
How do you become cruelty-free and what hoops do you have to jump through?
Yeah.
And because, does it cost money? Yeah. And like, what, you know?
Yeah. I think the interesting thing was that there's probably lots of brands out there that are completely cruelty-free, but haven't got the Leaping Bunny because of all sorts of logistical problems about trying to acquire one, or they're in the process of trying to acquire one. But it was brilliant, and the Plastics for Change thing was incredible as well.
So
it was trying to,
fascinating.
Trying to, you know, completely offset all the plastic waste and then make sure it's all recyclable. But Plastics for Change were a company that was well worth looking at as well on the Instagram. I think they're called Plastic for Change on Instagram. And then if you just want to Google Shifra. Them as well. Shifra, that was it. God,
she was fantastic, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Shifra Jacobs, and she works for Plastics for Change. Her boss was Andrew. Mm. He started the business, and they live and work in India. And they are doing unbelievable things for their local community, but also, you know, employing thousands and thousands of people, but also recycling, finding different ways of making new products out of old plastic. They are brilliant.
But also thoroughly understanding the kind of geopolitics that go along with a country like India, which is set to be the biggest country in the world per population very soon.
Yes, soon.
And the systems there and all the different types of people you have there and all the rest of it. I mean, she was just so knowledgeable about the world.
And she spoke in a way that I just totally got what she was saying. Like,
so it's been a kind of roundabout way of just recommending Cruelty Free International and Plastics for Change, really, is obviously not that you need to do anything with it, but, you know, if you're interested in all that, then go and have a little look at their websites. And
I'm also going to have and talk to Shifra as well live.
Yes. Oh, God. Yeah, I think that would be a great live to do. We watched a bit of telly this week. Davina's got me to watch SAS Heroes. Oh, what's it called? SAS?
Rogue Heroes.
Rogue Heroes.
Oh, my God, you forgot. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, good. Well,
I kept wanting to call it Bridge Over the River Kwai for no reason whatsoever.
Bridge Over the River Hero.
Yeah.
SAS, Rogue Heroes, which is about the birth of the SAS. Now, I know a little bit about the story because I'd read a bit about it. But for me, the SAS started at the Rainy Embassy siege, where they come out the helicopters in black outfits and the black gas masks and all that. I was a lot less interested in the SAS prior to that, like in the desert and in the World War II. I don't know, it didn't feel like the SAS natural home for me, that. So I wasn't actually very interested in watching this at all because I didn't want it to kind of disrupt my memories or thoughts of the SAS as these men in black and black balaclavas and all the rest of it. However, you were very keen for me to watch it, and I did. And I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. I'm so pleased.
I've only watched episode one, but I mean, it's a BBC drama. And I feel what the BBC tend to do with dramas is they tend to get actors to act out a story that gives you a rough idea of what was going on. And they've done that, I think,
successfully.
Yeah.
Episode one is completely different from the rest of the series. Mm. Episode one is just endless setting it up.
Yeah.
But after episode one, everything starts happening where you get a real idea of the kind of man that has to join the SAS.
I know that kind
and
of guy.
So yeah, because you are you're a bit like that.
Yeah.
It's less explaining. I mean, I always find the first episode of any series a bit difficult to watch because it's always like, this is so-and-so, he's like this.
Yeah.
This is so-and-so, he's like this. Mm-hmm. This is so-and-so, he's a drunken Irishman who keeps breaking out of prison.
Yes,
and nobody
it's a
wants
bit
to
obvious.
Talk. It's very obvious, but when you watch it and how do they come together? Mm-hmm. And, you know, the end of episode one, you think, well, he's toast.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Anyway, I'm really enjoying it. It's on BBC iPlayer. Do you know how many episodes there are?
Also, what's quite sad is that it is a finite series.
Six episodes. They're an hour long.
But I'm going to tell you some people who are in it.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie Allen, Jack O'Connell, Connor Swindles, Dominic West.
Oh, yes. He's just turned up, hasn't he? Yeah.
So some really, really... I mean, I actually think all the acting... Mm-hmm. is brilliant.
Brilliant.
In it. And it's got an 8.2 on DB. So it's doing extremely well. That's with 8,000 votes.
Very good. Should we watch an episode tonight?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I want to talk about a family that are giving me life on Instagram. They're called the London family. Mm-hmm. It's spelled the LDN family. And basically the dad... I don't even know their names yet because I'm not like clued in enough, but the London family are on Instagram. They've got 147,000 followers on Instagram. And they've got 398,000. Come on, let's get them to 400,000 on TikTok. TikTok is where I would watch them. But what they do is they've got a front door and they've got a little daughter who must be 2 or 3 years old. And they are so brilliant. You know when a daughter just goes rogue?
Yeah.
And the parents just don't care. They just, the kid just goes rogue and like they're so cool with it. I always get a bit upset when parents are trying to get their kid to do something for the TikTok and then get a bit kind of annoyed when they're just so great. They've got two kids. One of them is a little bit older. She's already a really accomplished dancer. From what I can see, the dad is a dance teacher.
And
he looks like an absolutely brilliant dance teacher. Very patient, very good. But they are the dancers that I want to be. Mm-hmm. I feel like you and me should do this outside our front door, but it won't quite be the same, but
no,
I love them. And if you want to feel happy and you want to listen to some good music and watch some people dancing really, really well, follow this family.
What are they called?
The London family. The LDN family.
Great.
We got sent some drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And it was lager. Oh. And it was not very strong lager, like 5% or 4% lager. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that strong?
That's quite strong.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Maybe it was less than that.
Okay.
Maybe it was 0.5.
Ooh, now you're talking.
And it was flavoured. They had a lemon and lime one. They had
something else. Where is it? At the house. That's all right. We'll talk about it next week.
But it looked really, really good. So I'm excited about talking to you guys about that.
Very good.
I'm also very, very excited about a new Disney movie that's coming out called Strange World.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure when it's coming out, but it says in cinemas now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can book tickets to go and see it. But all of these new Disney movies are freaking brilliant. So Coco, I'm just going to quickly talk about that, which was about the boy who wasn't allowed to play music by his family. He loved playing the guitar and his grandma wouldn't let him play any music because they felt that playing music made you cursed because her grandfather was the most famous mariachi player and he died he disappeared and they didn't know where he'd gone. Anyway, what happens is this little boy goes on this huge adventure to the underworld and it's the most glorious story of family that will make you sob so hard. And I'm pretty sure Strange World will do the same thing. It's about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen the trailer for Strange World, and it's definitely about the relationship between a son, a father, and then the son's son. There's three generations of men and all the different relationships and the kind of nuances and how it plays. And I think it will really, really speak to you because your dad is such a strong power in your life and your kids, you've got two boys and they mean everything to you. And I think you are going to, I can't wait to tell you, listeners, about how much Michael cried when he watched, because it taps into everything that moves you in an amazing way.
I went to the cinema not long ago and the trailer came on for Spielberg's new movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's called The Fablemans.
We haven't been to the cinema in ages and we need to support the cinema.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I absolutely love the cinema.
Yeah,
so
we've got to go.
I was watching a really good interview on the Laura Kunzberg show on Sunday morning with Kate Winslet her new film.
Oh, my God, it looks good. With her daughter.
Yes, her daughter's in it with
daughter,
her.
Mia Threapleton. She is Jim's daughter, so that was Kate Winslet's first husband, and she is off the charts, amazing in it.
I Am Ruth, is that
extraordinary? Called? Is her daughter Mia in it?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think the film's called I Am Ruth, but it looks really good,
really good.
I have to say, the trailer for The Fablemans nearly tipped me over the edge. Really? So I think Spielberg has made a movie about his life. As a little boy growing up.
And telling stories.
And how he wanted to be a movie maker, really. And
yes.
He had a kind of quite difficult relationship with his mum and dad. His mum and dad got divorced when he was quite young. And I don't know if you clocked this or not, but in most of Spielberg's films, the parents are divorced in it. E.T. is a brilliant example of that. And Indiana Jones is another one. So he's always painting his own experiences in the films that he made. But the reason they got divorced is not the reason he thought, and as he finds out as he gets older. Actually, he's been making these films about this thing that he didn't fully know. So it's a fast... But I don't really, you know...
It's called The Fablemans.
Yes, The Fablemans, yeah. But it's got an 8.2 on IMDb, but it's...
And what an amazing cast.
Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it? But it's not due out until the 27th of January. So whoever's reviewing it, I guess, is seeing it in all sorts of different ways. But yeah, Paul Dano's in it and Seth Rogen's in it.
Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams. Was she married to...
yes, Heath Ledger.
But it looks fantastic, but the trailer was just... It's got Spielberg written all over it, and it's got that heart of a family wrapped around it. And then, of course, you know what Steven Spielberg's done with his life. You know, he's arguably changed the world, really.
Yes, he has.
In the movies that he's made. So I just cannot wait to see this film. I'm so bloody excited about it. I think it's going to be brilliant. Obviously, I'm on the last 10% of Bono's book.
Do you know what I've loved? The other night we were driving back from somewhere you had your AirPods in and you were going on stage with Bono, I think. It was absolutely brilliant. I could hear you listening, but I think you thought you were being quiet, but it was so lovely. You were just
Yeah, it was well. My first band was arguably a U2 tribute band, really. So we did mostly U2. We were called Exit,
That's a brilliant name for a band, isn't it?
But Exit is a U2 song that's on the Joshua Tree, which if anybody's interested, you're going to listen to it. It's a really brilliant kind of spooky song, unlike anything you would ever hear in the charts. Really, the drumming in it is fantastic, and the bass is fantastic, and it's just got this kind of rumble and then this absolute anarchy towards the end. It's bloody brilliant, you know, superb song. But I'm in the tail end of the book, so I'm in the noughties, really, where, you know, he's talking about songs that he went on to write, which I always thought didn't have the same punch as the stuff on The Unforgettable Fire and Rattle and Hum and The Joshua Tree and all the rest of it. But he gives some explanation to the song and then he talks through some of the lyrics as well. And you find yourself thinking...
Want to listen to them all.
Yeah, well, it finds yourself thinking, God, I didn't realise the lyric was that sophisticated, because it's wrapped up in this kind of perky rock sound that The Edge puts out. But anyway, my other recommendation was one of their album, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, which was, you know, their last album with Brian Eno, who was the very famous producer, who's produced a lot of Coldplay's stuff, but famously produced a lot of David Bowie's stuff. And I'd just forgotten how good that album was, but that was...
They did a gig, didn't they, with Bowie?
I think they probably played with Bowie a few times. Yeah, they were... In the book, he goes on to say how he was very good friends with David Bowie. Bowie would turn up on his yacht and sail it up the Liffey. And then meet Bono in a Dockers bar.
Tell them about the Dockers bar.
Yeah, well, it's just a great story of how, you know, Bowie said, "Where shall I meet you?" And he said, "Oh, meet us in the Freemans or whatever it is." I don't know. It was this Dockers bar down where they worked. And I think Bowie must have thought it would be an art house bar or something like that. And it actually was just full of Dublin Dockers, you know.
And
he walked in an electric blue suit and bleached, coiffed hair. You know, everyone was like, "What the fuck is this?" You know, there's just an endless amount of brilliant stories. The one I heard last night is he's drunk with Cillian Murphy in a bar in Dublin. You know.
You know what's interesting is that I really think that this is a very good example, and I think menopausing also is. there's a lot more in the audiobook.
Yes.
Although I think menopausing, because it's kind of like a medical reference book, it is handy to have the solid copy. But with something like this, I think if you're thinking about getting the book, get Bono's audiobook.
Get the audiobook.
Because him talking and telling the stories sounds so good.
It's really good, yeah. I think I'm going to listen to it all again, to be honest.
Well, can I listen to bits of it with you? Because I'd love to listen. Yeah. We should listen to it on a speaker somewhere.
Lots of brilliant
Maybe if we're cooking together You know,
it's immensely poetic as well.
And he's done a lot for the world as well.
Yeah,
you know?
It really has.
He's like a Richard Curtis. He's done unbelievable.
Yes, well, he talks about Richard in it and the genius that is Richard Curtis.
And also, not only has he done that, but he set up Red.
Yes, well, there's three charities that are now all merged into one. There's one called Data Red and One, and they've all now been put together as one giant charity. But the things they've done with that.
Yeah, unbelievable. And they Bono was behind Make Poverty History with
cancelling third world debt as well, and removing the interest rates from debt in the millennium. I think it was called Cancelling the Millennium Debt. And it's just remarkable. I just can't get enough of it. So if you're looking for a gift to buy someone for Christmas, I'd actually like the hardback book to make some notes in and put some lines through things, so that would be nice. But the audio books just knock out. But anyway, my recommendation was How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, which was an album of that he wrote just after his dad had died. And you might not necessarily like all the songs, but the lyrics bloody brilliant in it. I think I just think they're a knockout. Okay, let's do a couple of shout-outs here. Royal Mail Parcel Collection, a totally bloody game-changer. You legends, that was from Vicky.
I mean, that was Sherbet one of our Vickster. Greatest recommendations from ever, from a people. Listener.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some amazing listener recommendations. They are awesome, our listeners. I mean, Bad Sisters,
we inhaled Bad Sisters,
and that was from our listeners.
Tracy McGuire said, "I've just forwarded an account for you for sharing. It's called smat.nz. Funny little reminders that life shouldn't be taken so seriously sometimes."
Spell it for me.
Smat, SMAT dot NZ dot.
Yep. Dot. Oh, I love that. I've posted that. Fuck it. Try again tomorrow.
Yes. I mean, that's smart, really NZ. Good. It's just smat.nz. The dot is a typo, I think. So, Tracy McGuire, thank you very much. I haven't seen that, but
I can't find that. But
oh, let's have a little look.
Not on. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's on Insta.
It's on Insta. Why? What were you looking at? Oh, on Dubries. Let's have a little look here. Come across this really lovely site on TikTok. It's called lovedbefore.london. It recycles soft toys like you've not seen them before, and it saves them going to the landfill. Don't think jumble sale, just take a look. So that's a website called lovedbefore.london.
Lovedbefore.london?
Yeah, and it takes old teddy bears and renews them.
No, oh, stop it.
God almighty, this is going to be a
heartbreak. Oh, God, this is... Oh, my God. Oh, I've got so many things.
Oosh.
I've got so many, though, from the kids that I don't want to...
To throw away.
To throw away.
It's so hard to throw away a teddy bear, isn't it? Yeah. Does it say how much they cost? Oh, it's £12 for someone. So, yes, they look great. Louisa, 2669, lovedbefore.london, looks absolutely heartbreakingly gorgeous. Thank you so much for that.
Can I just say, Smat is very good. I'm just going to show you one more.
Yeah, sure.
Parents nowadays and sex ed teachers. Because you have to be able to explain the birds and the bees, the bees and the bees, the birds and the birds that used to be bees, the bees that used to be birds, the birds that look like bees, plus bees that look like birds but still have a fucking stinger.
So they cut it to things with dog.
$74 in my bank account, but today I have $25. I know you thought this is going to be a motivational video. But no, I'm still broke, motherfucker.
Lucy Jane said, "This is an amazing festive follow. It's called Snow. It's called Snowgraffiti.scot. And obviously, it looks like he does some kind of graffiti on windows, like art.
Snow graffiti.
Oh God, that looks nice."
151,000 followers.
For Snow Graffiti?
Yes.
God, that looks really, really good.
Holy crap.
Lucy Jane, thank you so much for that.
Oh, my God. Look at these.
Oh, crikey. Wow. Okay, they've got a follow. Susanna Kendrick, I think it is. Hi, Davina and Michael and Olivia. Me again. I just wanted to say, you know, Davina, you were saying... That you couldn't
break up Tony's chocolate. Because they have a kind of weird pattern.
The reason? It's because Tony have pledged to never divide their chocolate fairly until the price of chocolate in the industry is distributed fairly to growers in the trade.
My God, Tony's just gets better and better.
They are honestly fair trade, not just lip service. How awesome, Susanna.
You know, Susanna, what is
Susanna
so...
of Budgie Smuggler.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Faye.
Oh, thank you, Susanna. Yeah. We already love you.
Okay.
But can I just say something? You know what's so brilliant about that, Susanna, is that every time I eat a Tony's now, I will be, number one, incensed by the fact that other chocolate bars do not trade fairly with the people that grow the chocolate or the cacao for the chocolate.
Yeah.
And secondly, it'll make me love Tony's even more. Mm. It's those kind of things.
I know, really.
They're doing good in the world, but also... You love their brand.
Mm.
It's clever. I mean,
it's a very skillful part of the branding, I think, isn't it?
But they've just got love in their hearts, I think, those guys.
So Claire Black is showing us some pictures here. There's a little door under some stairs that she's now transformed into some storage cupboards. And I'm assuming that... Oh my God. I get the feeling we talked about building something under the stairs.
Yes, we did.
Once upon a time.
I think you showed us something where something was under stairs and you were like, oh, that's a good idea. Mm. Was I telling you about a wine storage unit under some stairs?
Yes, you did. You showed me that.
Yeah.
I don't drink enough wine.
Also, I think we found like a nice place for a sofa under the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a cubby hole for people to go and sit in when they're really drunk in our house. oh my God, can I tell them?
Yeah.
So last time I said to Michael, can I read out some of the listeners' suggestions, please, as well? And so this time he was just pointing then. That dead silence
dead
there,
air.
That dead air, was Michael pointing at a post from you, Claire Black, pointing at it to get me to read it. I'm so unused to reading these things. I was like, what? What are you pointing at? Oh, my God, is it Claire Black? Oh, my God, that's
Claire
so exciting.
Black, yeah.
But actually, I'm going to read it.
You're going to read it.
Hi, both. I hope you're well. I like the way there's a question mark at the end of that. I hope you're well.
Yeah, we're well.
I've been listening to your pod since the start. Well done. And I'd really like to recommend Clever Closets to you and your listeners. I recently had some work done by them, removing a tiny understairs cupboard and replacing it with fabulous understairs storage. I think when the sofa goes under our stairs, we are going to call Clever Closet and we are going to get them to do something under those stairs because those cupboards are amazing. Whoever has enough storage in their house ever?
No one. Always have loads
so it's clevercloset.co.uk. So I'm going to look them up very quickly. Clever.
Thank you, Claire.
Closet.
Thanks for listening for so long.
UK. Claire, that was epic. So Clever Closet, they're quite a big website. They've got various locations that they can do under stairs cupboards or cupboards for. They've got Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham, Stevenage, Crawley, Camberley, Cardiff and Bristol. And they specifically specialise in understairs storage.
Great, because that is what we need.
And they've got storage benches as well.
Charlotte Rusher has just sent us one and said, just recently found this guy on Instagram and boy, is he fun. Have a follow and check him out. Lots of exercise and mental health fun. So it's Tom Trotter _. He's got 159,000 personal coach.
My God.
He's got a body just like mine.
Like yours. I was just about to say that.
But he looks great. Now, I'm a slight worried here because I've got 1% left on the computer.
Oh, okay. So let's sign off.
We've been playing for an hour. But thank you very much indeed,
Charlotte
Rusher,
for
that, for Tom Trotter. underscore.
He I'm looks, firing on all cylinders tonight.
Yeah, we're pretty good tonight, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen, the competitions and giveaways that we're doing. I hope you're enjoying that.
Yeah.
If you're not following us on Instagram, you've got to go and follow, start liking the things.
And you can still enter the giveaways.
Yeah. It's all still going on, the giveaways.
And the giveaways are awesome. We've got Thermomixes. We've got Stuart Lee tickets. We've got books. We've got drinks. We've got, like, there's so much going on. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Take care, everybody. We'll make more reels soon, but speak to you next week.
Lots of love.